This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so I'm going crazy mode today. I'm like so fucking pumped
so
to have
so
the squad
awesome.
And in person in
Thank
the studio, fucking both of my buddies, and it's like
and
I haven't
having
seen
both
you
of
in,
you here
about a million years, and then you did the show somewhat.
It's
recently.
Crazy, yeah.
But it was, you know, it wasn't the same.
It
was
wasn't the
Zoom,
same.
Yeah, and it was
and Kate was like a full-on no-show, which is like it was just so much more awesome to like have you both here.
Yes, to
you
not have
remember.
Somebody bail.
You don't
like,
remember.
Did I bail?
It is like so
no,
cool.
No.
Full okay. on.
Yeah.
Okay. But like
just, she was you were traveling.
I was traveling absent. Internationally. Yeah.
And so and to have the two of you together, because at that time it was John and Kate, you had your Peacock project.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about which category it was going to be
nominated
under.
For.
Yeah. No, just on Pete. We did not talk about that.
Well, we can.
Which category it was going to be
we
under.
Saved
and
that
the Peacock.
For this. Yeah,
menu,
we were trying to figure
oh,
out.
I see.
Which
oh,
I think ended up being
be.
Epic Balls with Awesome Sauce was the category.
Yeah.
And John was here to talk about that. And then since then, it does kind of feel like it's been like, very different direction, like not doing stuff together in a way that
that's scary.
It's very noticeable, very scary. And so the fact that I was like, this is not going to happen, that they're both going to be here today.
Well, you'll notice how we're positioned.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Meaning what? Separated?
Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is healthy. This is it right here. Same room, you're here together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Little bit.
Because Kate's doing her, it's Kate.
I'm doing my play, which is coming to the Pasadena Playhouse. Play, tickets now available.
Play, and how nice, right? SAG's resolved, WGA's resolved. The stage is open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The stage is open.
Yeah.
The lights.
Right. Yeah. Be where they're not. Now everybody's going, being
on
screen.
Filming TV, and I'm still on stage. Yeah.
So much room to play. It's amazing. Yeah. No, it's like a wide open, can go nuts.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I've got to get up there.
You should.
Theater is amazing. It is the immediacy of it.
Live.
Yeah.
We know in our reptile brain, right? Like whether we're looking at a giant projection on a screen or connecting with a human being.
It's real human connection.
Yeah. Frequencies, there's magnetic.
Don't talk. Like,
you can photograph.
It's like, just sit there. It's like, do not talk.
Don't be on
your
phone.
There's a play happening.
Yeah.
Do not speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, it's like very, that's real human connection right there.
Have y'all ever seen a play?
No, I don't. I'm scared. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I would not be comfortable there. I'm told that
Jersey
you are
Boys
not allowed
in the
to
theater,
like
in the movie theater.
You're not allowed to respond to anyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
so,
we went together and that even
no,
that
I couldn't do
like,
it.
Challenging.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. Yeah. I was I ended up going to the hospital afterwards.
Oh, why? My God.
They were like insane.
You were hospitalized?
No, but I went to just see everybody and just be like, oof.
Yeah,
like,
check
you know,
up.
Yeah. And give them a bit of a kick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing me come in there.
Hey, yeah.
And telling them about the movie, because like they can't go.
They couldn't see the movie.
Right.
You know,
so
they're laid up.
And, like, to share in that way.
Yeah.
What we have, which is
we
saw the movie, tell them about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And but they were also like kind of freaked out because the Jersey Boys are like, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Was
the
it
shit
kids?
They get up
was
to
it
was like demented.
The people, it was mostly people. I mean, the one we
middle
went
age.
To was people recovering from some sort of like plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Just like just elective. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was the kind of hospital.
Cool,
it was.
Cool.
So they did look freaked out stressful. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And it was just, but just to, you know, say what's up and tell them about the Jersey Boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Who are so weird.
No.
Did you see it?
I don't know what that is.
It was a Broadway show about.
I'm seeing Kinky Boots in my head.
It's yeah. about a real band, and I'm forgetting
kicking
their
boots.
Name.
Kicking,
it's
called Kicking Boots.
Kicking Boots, yeah.
It's Jersey about a real band.
The Jersey
yes.
Boys?
It's called the Jersey Boys, yes.
But the band wasn't the Jersey Boys. It's based on a real band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
based
on
real guys, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, and then well, they made a movie which didn't do no one
it didn't do
that
well
movie.
And I think
no.
like,
who was in it?
Yeah, it's
well exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Uh-oh.
Who was in it?
Hey there.
Remember they are like the falsetto.
They sing really high, like ooh. I mean, maybe that's Billy Joel.
That's Billy Joel. Yeah, but it's
you can't tell me anyone that was in it.
Yeah, I can't.
Wow.
Exactly.
Really
that
can't.
Was kind of the idea, so you could like see them and
Frank
not be
Whaley.
Pulled out of it.
Oh, right, right, right.
But I actually it was so crazy that I actually could have benefited from
Star.
That distance.
Yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
like seeing people up there be like, okay, I know who that is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
Eric Bana.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
he would have been amazing. Like I'm like he would have crushed.
He would have crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
It would
sure.
have been so helpful if
Two
Eric had been
down
a part
the middle,
of it.
Fucking crack.
Joe Manganiello.
Joe uh-huh. Manganiello, yes.
Like, all of a sudden, I yes. understand, like, he looks like a Jersey guy, right?
Yeah.
And just, I have something to, like...
Yes, Dave Bautista.
Latch on to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's
fucking
funny.
Some beef
like,
on
yes.
stage. I'm like, just looking like, at these, like, I don't know what.
They were tiny.
They're not substantive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, I'm actually getting dizzy going like this, looking between you two.
Do you want to move?
I'm just warning you.
I'm
just
warning
you.
Do you want to sit over here?
No, I'm just warning you. If I seem more oriented, it's not because I'm cutting you out.
Yeah.
It's because I'm getting dizzy going yeah. back and forth, getting whiplash.
And I'm
That's
doing this.
Good for
so
me
if
too,
I,
honestly,
yeah. so
when people
if you
sit there, they do tend to look towards the two people over there. It makes sense.
So I'll check in.
And so when people look back, I'm kind of like, what?
I'm just letting you know that I'm not being rude. I'm just. Getting
this is great.
Dizzy, so I'm just
this
gonna.
This is great.
But I'll,
and I,
I'll go
just
like,
so you know, while you're looking over there, I am looking at you.
Great, this part.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And I'd like to let everyone know that I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
Just I like to announce that.
Yeah, totally.
Like, so if anything I say feels offensive, inappropriate,
not being
right?
rude,
like
yeah.
hurtful, I'm not being rude.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm making podcasts.
This is actually one of the first times Kate and I have been. In this arrangement, I feel like normally I'm always this side of my face
because we have the same good side.
Yeah, and so it's really
it's hard.
Yeah. And I, of course, defer to the.
I was wondering lately if my good side is actually my bad side.
Well, I often.
Do you want to switch?
No. I'm thrilled about where I am because the cameras are really mostly right, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my good side.
Yeah.
And but I'm
feel
with
like
you
I'm...
that I actually think my good side. What I think of is my good side is more like. Traditional and kind of milquetoast. And this side, which I think of like
gnarled,
is actually more
so much
kind of
character.
Like,
sexier.
I feel weird because I feel like I have so much hair and then I feel like I'm kind of buttoned up. I feel like this is not, I'm kind of like,
just in general right now.
Just this, I can feel that it's not, like, I just feel a little.
Well, can we scrap that angle?
No, it's fine. I'm just going to open this up to kind of sell sex cells. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, so that's interesting. So we've been talking about, obviously...
Do we need to be more sexual as well? I mean, like, if there's, like...
Well, I was transitioning into that.
Okay, great.
That, like, because the stage is open, and, like, you're doing your thing, and you had your special, but...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hayes and I have been thinking about putting on a live sex show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get back to your, like, Amsterdam roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, like, nothing...
It's what sell. I mean, that's the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we are mainly interested in is financially.
Fucking out of pocket right now.
Are you...
Burlesque.
Yes. But, it has really grown out of, I think, the artistic roots of it, and now it is all cashy.
I keep forgetting. You can't legally sell tickets to watch people fuck on stage, right?
Sell them for money.
No.
You can
pay
trade them for electronics and you can do it via.
I'm sure that's going
app.
On.
Do like a
bucket
of truth thing.
Yeah.
Pay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
it's free to enter, but you got to pay to leave. Mm-hmm.
You know? Right, right, right. A cup of coffee costs $35.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are y'all having sex together in the show? Or
we have no idea what the show will look like. Yeah, yeah, we
I said yes very well.
Yeah. Well, even though we don't know
it's
yet,
in
yes.
such early stages, yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally. I get that totally. Just yeah. keep it open and talk
yeah.
about it.
And I'm excited, you know, on a few levels to see how the show takes shape.
Yeah.
And to find out what it feels like.
John can tell you.
I can tell you or show ya.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I, you know what I love more than burlesque?
Tell me
the culture around yeah. burlesque.
Yeah. That yeah. is that which we've lost.
Motorcycle guys, yes. pinup girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin oh. Tarantino.
So many different boots
yeah.
that I
yeah.
can't pick one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Quentin. So many styles yeah. of boots.
And there's
right?
this feeling
and
of
take
like,
them off for Quentin.
It's like sort of threatening. They're like they're gonna hurt you, but they're so weak. Like yeah. the people involved in it are yes. so. Physically weak?
No, have like, and have that, like 16th century diseases. Yeah, yeah. Like have consumption.
That they like, you somehow feel like they got from doing this, but how?
Uh-huh.
I feel the need to be clear. I wasn't disparaging Tarantino. I was saying that Pulp Fiction has been something that's been co-opted by a lot of the burlesque community.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I meant to say.
Yes.
Oh my
and
God.
It is just yes. objectively a perfect film, I would argue, in yeah. many ways.
Oh my God.
And the
Do you
cultural
want me
impact
to cut out
so
my Tarantino comment?
I just don't want to be
I know there's a
relationship.
I know there's a relationship.
Yeah, so I just wanted
there.
To be clear yes. that I wasn't saying like, I was just saying that that movie has been co-opted by that culture.
Mm-hmm. I have to say right here and right now that, like, I haven't thought about this, but how much I use your Tarantino credit for my own social cachet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, box I will office be, Bruin girl.
I'll be like, yeah, she's been in, yeah, she's
and I was in the trailer.
Oh yeah.
And it makes me, it really, by association, I feel so much cooler.
I had a close up in the trailer and I never worked again.
That's
well, that's yeah. it. You know, yeah. you get one credit like that, and you're part of cinema history.
Yeah,
part
you don't
of the
need
fabric
to work
of this
again.
Great tradition. And
you
then
don't
it's
need
like,
to
what
work
are you gonna
again.
Do now?
Yeah,
what
and
are you
it
gonna
was
do instead?
Scale for you?
Yeah,
but that I mean, I'm sure you would have done it for scale. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, of course, something
like
that.
Had they not made you? You yeah. would have done it for scale,
well,
like for
I'd
sure.
I'd like the money yeah. to show back up on screen.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily need
exactly.
it in my
and
pocket.
And they're obviously yeah. in complete agreement on that. And mm-hmm. that is amazing. That's the best feeling when you're both going in and it's like, you both say it at the same time, like, scale.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, oh,
Kate,
my God.
Did Margot like to play?
She was really sweet.
Because I know that you obviously like to play, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We get the script.
This
we
was,
get the script.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's always some room to play.
You know, I have to say that
and
was,
when your scene partner is Margot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll say that there was no improvisation. It was really to script. And of course, you know,
so
I would
she
never
hates
be so.
To play.
I would never be so bold as to improvise
to
on
start
that
playing.
Set.
Oh
so,
my God.
So mm-hmm. I just was completely to the because you know his the scripts are so. Poetic and
yeah.
Can I say this? And yeah. And I'm not here to gas you up.
Yeah,
it felt like you were playing.
That's
I mean,
incredible.
It that's
felt, you know.
Well, it's not a comedy role, right? It's really I had to.
I wasn't saying it was comedic.
Yeah,
I did not call it comedic. I was saying that it felt so natural. And
yeah, thank
it felt
you, thank
so
you.
That it was as
that's
if
a high compliment.
I assumed perhaps you and Margot were playing, but that's a credit to both of you and to the writing.
She could yeah. not be more professional or lovely, and she was really, yeah, she was really great.
Was there any kind of discussion of history?
You haven't
in
discussed
front?
This.
Let
before.
Me ask a friend.
you haven't discussed this. No, I'm just
no,
curious.
No.
Yeah,
we really don't.
Talk about
our
work.
Friendship exists like totally in the work. That's what people don't know. Mm-hmm. When you're watching our stuff, that's the only time we're hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
You power down when yes. the
yeah, literally.
We don't. We
yeah.
we always say save
I
it,
sleep
save
standing
it,
up.
Save it. Mm-hmm. We say save it.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah.
want it because when you start to get into the dynamics of friendship and personal friendship, when
yeah.
the cameras aren't rolling, that's where things and that's when honestly it can get fraught. That's when fights happen.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
When you're rolling, you can't fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
or if you do, what great footage!
Yeah. yeah,
but you were asking.
Oh, I was asking. Was there any discussion? Were you present for any sort of like, well, Sharon Tate when she like historical discussion, or was she was already deep in the role?
She was deep in. They yeah. had been shooting. I think I was there their last week of shooting or something. So
wow.
yeah,
wow.
yeah, I was there for two days. Yeah. So my last day on set was also my second day on set.
And which theater was it, doll?
It was the Bruin right there in Westwood.
The Bruin?
You stop at Diddy Reese?
What?
Diddy Reese?
Right there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The BJ's across the street. Stop by for a Pizookie.
BJ's Brew House. Yeah. We did an episode of Doughboys in 1-7 about where BJ's was kind of the focus of the entire episode.
We did. I used to eat the Pizookie in
what
high school.
What is a Pizookie?
Oh, John, listen to this.
It's a great show. We would love to do it again.
The Pizookie. Doughboys will tell you, but
I would love to do Doughboys. The Pizookie is a cast iron. With a chocolate chip cookie dough, they put it in and they put it in the oven. So it's a warm, gooey, cast iron, huge chocolate chip cookie. And then they take it out of the oven.
You have to kind of like, well, they do table side, they kind of mush it around.
Yeah, yeah. And then they do vanilla ice cream on top and it melts over.
Oh my God.
It is. I mean, I haven't had it since I was 16 years old.
We should fucking go get
pretzel
a
bits.
We should blaze and go get a Pizookie.
The things they do to the Pizookie now.
Pizookie, oh. I love your pronunciation.
Do they add like peppermint chunks for holidays and stuff?
It's a cookie.
I just remember having a pretzel chunk.
But people really do say Pizookie, and it's
a Pizookie.
And it's actually a Pizookie.
It's a Pizookie.
It's a Pizookie.
Pizookie.
It's not pizza. It's not crazy.
I would argue a really fun date for us.
Pizookie.
Dinner and Pizookie.
It's a couple names.
Or a movie and Pizookie.
Suki. What's her name?
Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah, her sister's you are.
Suki Waterhouse and Pete Davidson. I am Pizookie. I mean, can you even believe we came up with that?
I need to address the last time I was here, I was doing Doughboys, and you can bleep that out. And
so they are having people like they still are having guess. People on the show.
I had a pillow behind me for lumbar support.
Sure.
And then I saw the
and
footage.
That's all resolved.
And then I saw the footage. And the viewers at home could not see the pillow. What they saw is me out here, like 3 feet more forward than everyone else.
I think I recorded here for about 8 months before I realized that was happening.
Yeah. You literally can never have lumbar support.
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
No, you have to. You have to feel uncomfortable.
Oh, we should add a third person to our collaboration. It would be so funny. Like 10 years into it, we
That's
just so add great. A third.
That's really good.
You just see what they're doing and just panic.
Yeah. And all the videos
are
panicking.
Get like a 24-year-old.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That's, I think that's funny.
We could have a kid and add them.
Yeah.
Get a fucking Stranger Things kid.
Get one.
Yeah. Or you go four. You have to do one more.
Yeah.
So that
we could just keep growing. So then it's like 18 people.
Yeah, by the end.
Oh,
it's like the polyphonic spree.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, go. Music videos. Change the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
That shit rocked my world, man.
Yeah.
When they're
that was a lot
on the treadmills
crazy
and jumping,
stuff.
Yeah.
How do they do that? Honestly, if you think of that, you're crazy, man. Like the stuff they would do.
What's the music is my question. What's the song? We only think of the video.
No, it's true. I do.
I can kind of hear
sort of what is
Goldbergian.
I can hear like a that one that was it's coming back, so it's
like
working.
A shaker
I have the video has been wedded to the song on some level in some synapse because I'm hearing xylophone.
The girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at her.
Is that right?
No.
Hoping and praying. I don't know.
Grab it with my ass. Yeah.
Holidays
get
are coming
a ring
up.
And let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money
holidays
in the plate at church.
Is a great tip because
your prayers up and your roots down deep.
Did you mention the holidays? Because like my gift to people is introducing them to new music.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I curate, like, stuff.
What
like,
do you use? Spotify, Tidal?
What?
Tidal.
What's your main...
Tidal.
How do you stream music?
Oh, Spotify or...
Spotify or Tidal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just, like, it's Tidal.
Or Apple.
Tidal or Tidal.
Tidal or Tidal.
Tidal.
The pronunciation police over here.
Apple Music.
Pizookie.
Tidal.
It's just an audio format.
Now visual.
Yeah.
Does this happen a lot?
Spotify.
So now that we're going to have to go in and like subtitle, I guess the entire thing.
Tidal.
Subtitle.
Subtitle. Yeah, Hayes gives everyone an iPad with like a huge curated playlist.
It's amazing.
And it's one year he had uploaded a personal video to it. Because the cloud, you don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, what was it?
And so I had to rappel.
I didn't watch out of respect for him, but yes.
Down the chimney
to get
the iPad. And it was like in the Christmas tree. And they so they think like the kid comes in, they think I'm Santa Claus.
Santa.
I think
Claus,
I'm giving them the iPad. So then they start watching the video. Don't wake up your parents. It's me, Santa. Between us. You know what I mean? And so they're like, okay. Like, thank you, Santa, for the iPad. Thank you for my iPad.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Yeah.
I was just thinking, was Santa young ever? Has he always been old?
It's a really good
And I
question.
Guess it's a mythological, right? We suspend our disbelief. But he's always old, or was Santa young? I asked the same question twice. Because young Santa, that's movie. Hot.
Well,
that's
I was just going to say, John, I think you could be young Santa.
Literally.
I think John could be young Santa.
Thank you. Look,
John. Couldn't John be young Santa?
Couldn't I write a movie called Young Santa?
Young Santa?
And it's John.
For John. Yeah.
Gay young Santa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why make him gay?
Yeah. And then he needs to be the title.
The mythology is that he became not gay at some point.
Yeah.
He got older. Mm-hmm. Like,
he went
like,
back in.
Or maybe his coming out story so committed to Christmas to kind of push down something else. Being
like,
gay.
Yeah. Because it would be too controversial.
Yeah, or just devoting oneself to Christmas to avoid oneself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I devote myself to Christmas entirely.
I know.
Yeah.
It's almost time.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now. But it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, "You sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now." And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I want to talk about John's special a little bit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh.
You did? You saw it?
Oh, yeah. I've watched it a few times. Okay. I was at the taping.
She was.
You were there.
No, Kate did a major.
I did warm up.
She literally, she vamped while I changed into a costume and like really tore. As gay people say, tore.
Yeah, yeah.
You tore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
You ate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Imagine him doing that. Do it.
It.
You tore just now.
Yeah. Fuck good.
Yeah. Hayes really tore.
Yeah.
He ate that.
He ate it.
He ate it.
He ate
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. He ate, yeah. Good.
He ate the bones.
We eaten. I love when they like Hollywood Handbook. Hollywood Handbook Hive, we eaten. Like when this yeah. when this post yeah. comes out.
When yeah. this when the, they see this image.
Yeah, we
eaten before
tonight.
They,
we should
the
post
episode.
It tonight. We should post
this. Will be
we
real.
Post this.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin,
yes. Could this also
post
be like
this?
A, could this also be like a post?
It can't be, sure.
Make it a post, Kevin, and have it and have the caption.
If we did a post of this and people
you're
were, like,
eating
commenting or, on it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood we, Handbook can, Hive, we eaten tonight.
We eaten tonight. We eaten good.
Can we repost it?
Yes, it can be reposted.
Hollywood Handbook repost.
Post it.
Hello, Hive. We're eating tonight. We eaten tonight.
Yep.
Yep, that's perfect.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did you say
Hive.
Reading?
Hello, Hive.
Post the stories.
Read tonight. Post stories.
The special was on Max.
Yes.
Was that mm-hmm.
although
like,
it premiered on HBO.
Let's, it Daddy was an Dad's HBO love. Original. Which camera should I look at when I say that?
That one.
Thank you. HBO.
I cut that, to them. Can you do it again?
So it premiered terrestrial.
HBO.
That's less prestigious to me. I mean, like, I don't know if, like, you, to me it is.
The
to
best.
Me it is. That's what, like, Marmy is, like, watching. Marmy's watching HBO
Marnie?
Terrestrial. No, Marmy.
Marmy, old grandma.
Marmy.
So you can't, like, speak
Marmy from
here.
Little Women?
Like, what? It's Marmy. It's like Marmy's like a type.
Marmy,
like,
dude.
Oh, like she doesn't know what is happening or like what's up. And she's watching HBO like on the freaking terrestrial, like on the freaking rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
That to me sucks.
This big,
it's Max.
Fucking honking remote control. Look like a damn battleship board or something
like
just
a battleship
big,
board
just
yes
like
it looks like a battleship board
you know one of these things I haven't seen one of these my remote sleek
yeah
tiny one button can barely use it
I'm swamped
literally I can't
accident.
Use it
don't
exactly.
know how it works
mine fell between my couch I cannot get like between the cushions and not just the cushions into mm-hmm. the wood bases between
oh,
the two
no,
wood bases that
John,
are
you're
immovable
kidding, 'cause it's that thin
it's I really, really, no one likes automation. No one likes automation. I miss
keep buttons.
So your couch has
buttons.
A wood base?
I'm
yes.
so young.
That's
I,
where
I,
we're
I
going.
I can only use the new
mine's
remote.
Mine's adamantium.
I think aesthetically, we're going to go back to
remote.
That.
Buttons. I agree.
My stick of gum is my remote. I mean, it's
literally.
It's wafer
not there.
Thin.
Yeah.
It's so, yes, I cannot use it. The button does nothing. Nothing at all. Can't turn anything on or off. I feel so modern.
I hate it.
Love it.
I gotta get a Sonos play bar.
Max did your aired your special. It's on HBO.
I love that part of your voice.
And Max!
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
And suddenly
it's cresting a hill.
And suddenly they forget so fast. And John, do you know this? John does this movie about the Crazy Coyote cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then what does Max say? No, thank you.
Double thank time. You.
Not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not eating tonight.
Two to the base yeah. of the skull.
Not eating. Yeah. Hollywood Handbook Hive, not eating.
Well, not for long.
Not hungry. Daddy's Aslan,
so
not
hungry. Wouldn't it be so funny if they were like, the whole idea is like Wile E. Coyote is like, cannot be dead. And so it's like, this was just another trap.
Yes,
oh, wow.
another
yeah,
scheme of
so
Wile E. Coyotes
funny.
That explode in his face, but he
but
still,
he's still
comes
oh
back
my God,
out.
It's Wile E. Coyote. He's walking right. down the aisle of the theater like,
yeah.
That's so meta.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I love seeing
that's
you light
so
up.
So meta.
See you light
it
up
really
like that.
Is
yeah.
That's so meta. Kate, I mean, that's truly like zooming out, you
yeah,
know? It's
yeah.
like from the
yeah, yeah.
view from the blimp, as they say.
Yeah.
Well, Kate really, you know, specializes in meta stuff.
Yeah, can't yeah. get away from it, I guess. Yeah.
So you might, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to ask her a question. That's me teeing you up.
Kate, talk about how meta you can be.
and is this, are we eyeing a streamer for the play?
Mm.
You know,
I'm pushing her.
Yeah, Johnson Pushing.
I want it filmed.
Are we
I want
having those conversations? And is the Max thing, like, is this like, after Peacock, is it just like we not, like, we're not doing that again type thing?
No, we loved, like, Peacock. Peacock. They were really excellent to work with. Really, truly. Really easy, wonderful people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Really was a great process. Yeah, you know, with the play, which I hope people will come see in Pasadena.
January, February
2024. Tickets on sale now. PasadenaPlayhouse.org. You'll have to see it, but it's...
I seen you talk about the play.
Yeah.
With Nathan for you.
Fielder.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You see what he's
Y'all
been
talked
doing,
about
like...
the play.
Yeah, we interviewed... Yeah. Nathan interviewed me...
Would he like to do the show?
For... I'm sure he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen the stuff, like the new stuff, but...
Yeah. Oh, the
is
new
he gonna
show.
Want to talk about that? Like he's gonna want
probably.
Me to,
like,
is he pissed if I haven't seen it?
Yeah.
No, I'm
no.
Sure.
It just happened. Very... It literally just happened.
We can't be.
It just came out last
and it's
week.
Showtime.
I think. Yeah.
So
you can buy
watch,
the add-on.
So you can watch it within.
Yeah, but the timing is really within for like promoting it. The time, like, that window has closed, and thank you, Kevin, for that. I just want to say thanks for waiting until the window has completely closed.
I don't know my streaming. Whole schedule around his new show.
There is a lot
apparently.
Of anger.
Apparently.
I know. Yeah. I know. I can feel that.
Apparently with don't. Nathan. I could. I certainly could build my schedule around like when his show is coming out.
Yeah,
that's
let me just
the
tell
time
my family.
We have people
right,
like,
right, right,
on.
Right.
Hi. Hi, my family. Yeah, sorry. Nathan's doing a new show. I got to sit by the TV. Sit by the Sonos and wait. No, that's not realistic. I'm
I wish
sorry,
the
Nathan.
Listeners could see your dad bracelet.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's really
they
sweet.
Can.
Where do you guys keep?
They can.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
They
can. Oh, oh.
They can. Yeah. Okay. They love talking about it.
I'm becoming a bracelet guy this year.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
a certain point totally. In your life where you kind of hit a wall.
Yeah.
And you say, really, what can I do that would be interesting to me at all?
Literally.
And one of them is to become
well,
a
literally,
bracelet
yesterday
guy.
I started putting this
bracelet.
Watch on.
Remember, I noticed
I'm, like,
immediately.
So bored.
Yeah. Watches. I was thinking about getting a watch.
I'm
yeah.
shocked I don't have a tattoo right now based on how bored yeah. I am.
But have you ever had a
this
necklace?
I could do.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Me
but I'm so bored. Which I actually think
I forgot,
is the most mortal sin.
I forgot to put the one on today I was going to wear because this is something I
being
do.
Bored. Mm-hmm. Yeah. None of us have tattoos. Huge.
No tattoos.
That's tripping me out.
It's a sign
there's
of maturity.
There's something pure about that.
Yeah.
And it's also a sign for me of just indecisiveness. Mm. I know myself. I know that I'm mutable. Yes. That I change.
Yeah.
And that there are different seasons of myself.
Well, isn't that what's kind of exciting with the tattoo?
You know, the
that
tattoo
reminder
represent...
of where you were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who you were.
What if I don't like who I was?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if I don't like who I am right now?
Yeah.
Where do you guys keep your like your bathroom
trash
stuff
and the yeah? Where
I have
it?
An amazing bathroom trash.
I have an. I
have you noticed my bathroom trash? We haven't talked about it.
I have to say I have not. But
honey,
tell me,
honey,
it's a
that's a towel.
You haven't noticed it?
Well, I'm also right? I'm also like I will say this is a kind of gendered thing. Like I don't
careful menstruate.
Don't have one.
Yeah. So I don't like, often. I don't make trash. Mm-hmm. My trash goes down the drain, honey.
Yeah.
I don't ever.
And you're not putting
need,
on makeup and taking
there's no
off
makeup.
Makeup.
I flush
and,
my dental floss. Mm-hmm. I spit
don't,
into the
you
toilet.
Should, you shouldn't flush dental floss.
I don't flush. I do do
you shouldn't flush dental floss because it seals. They get caught up in it.
But I have. What's your trash?
So you haven't noticed it?
No.
So I got this trash. I was staying at a friend's house and she had this trash and I went. Something about this, if it's a little industrial, if it's a little not romantic, I love wicker in the home. Mm-hmm. It's what Simple Human, that brand, they really have they've cornered the market.
Got it, yeah.
You step on
modern,
it and it's,
clean.
It is so, the trash.
It's wicker,
the,
step on
sorry,
it?
Sorry, it's not wicker. I veer
so this
wicker.
Is yeah.
It's chrome.
Type.
It's black chrome. It's playing against type.
Mm-hmm. Black
the
chrome.
Power, yes.
John, it disappears the into
pedal.
The bathroom. You have to go check it out.
Okay.
John's coming over after because we're gonna start spitballing.
And
yeah,
check,
yeah.
But,
and I'll double back
trash.
For mine. Honey, that's your towel warmer.
But what does it do? Does it is it,
so it has
perfectly
this.
Sealed
you
off?
You press on it. Two flaps open up like this. You dump
Ooh,
the trash. Whoop.
God.
And
is
it
electronic
it's an effortless,
or is it a lever?
It's a peek-boo
no,
trash.
It's a lever. You barely tap it.
I don't know what I
you
is it like
touch
thigh
it
high? Like what? That, like elevation?
So it's really short. It's perfect. I mean, it
but
disappears.
It has
hence
the flaps and stuff.
It has the flaps open it? This way. It takes up no space.
Wow.
I love it.
You're stepping on it with your like
butterfly trash.
I know.
Sometimes, but no shoes in the house.
Bathroom trash.
Modern, clean, industrial, but feminine.
Yeah.
When you take out your trash, are you like, oh, bathroom trash? Or do you like...
Is it lined?
Honestly, another thing about this bathroom trash.
Or do you like dump it out?
So it is lined and it comes with little liners. You wouldn't believe the amount of trash this thing stores.
That's interesting to me. And now I want a photo because...
I'll send it. For the pot.
Mine, I can only get like one thing in there.
I got an office trash can that I really thought was going to hold more. Mm-hmm. But it is a bathroom trash, essentially. It's a little step-on pedal, you little might... metal. And I got to say, it fills up so fast.
You're going to want to look into the simple human.
No, it's true. I'm ruthless.
You might want to look into this. Because I got the smaller one. There's an even bigger one. They have a huge, huge, and you can get black, you can get white, you can get silver.
Oh, the thing, it's the feet thing for me. I'm in there because feet are... Dirty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
right.
And so now I'm touching my feet. It's like, this is the problem that I came here to address.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Solve.
That's interesting.
Now I have to give my trash can a bath. Mm-hmm. I guess it's right there. It's in the bathroom. I guess that's convenient
in the trash.
About it.
I mean, you didn't say that, but I assume that happens.
There's nothing worse than cleaning a trash can, and I do it, you know.
It's horrible.
I might talk about this on stage, actually.
I'm buying a ticket to that.
Work it out now.
Okay, because there's nothing worse than cleaning your trash can.
Work it out now.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. The worst thing for me is cleaning the trash can.
Why? What's the why?
But we're in this area and it's like, well, the trash can, right? think about what it is.
Right,
universal.
It's to hold the refuse. It is to dispose of the unclean. And now I'm inside it? Like, to clean it, I have to get in, don't I?
yeah, it's interesting.
Like, I'm trash? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I think of
myself. Who was the guy who came up with this? Who was the first guy who was like, hey, I've got this piece of nasty, smelly, stinky piece of trash. I should keep this in my house.
Okay. No.
I should find a special box.
It's true.
That's like, I should actually pay money for something to keep this smelly, stinky, trash in my house.
That's good stand-up.
I know. That's good.
Who was... I'd sort of like to have a conversation with that guy.
Yeah. How can I store this next to where I eat?
Yeah.
Is the post getting like, is it like going off or like?
It's still uploading.
It's uploading.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it going nuts or?
Slow Wi-Fi this time of year, right?
Yeah. It's the season.
Yeah. It starts to cool down.
Yeah.
All the sap inside the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because if it's like embarrassing to have it up there, I would like to cancel it.
Can I do that thing where I tag John and Kate and it posts on your grids as well?
Oh my God, that
a collaborative
is so
post.
Fucked up.
I know.
I cannot believe that.
They want you to collaborate on the post.
Yeah,
the fact that anyone can just do that.
That you
I
can
know.
Put something on my grid, that shakes me up.
And you know, there's a new post.
They're literally just doing that.
Can you? I'm like, because it's so easy. I'm like, but you, no, I don't want to. I understand.
There's a new close friends grid.
What do you mean?
Because I've been really detoxing from social media. I have two phones now. I have a social media phone and my regular phone. I'm really seriously committed to it.
Yeah.
So I'm on it less, but I just heard there's a close friend grid option, which I don't know how I feel about that. So you could post a grid.
I just feel like I would get confused.
You'd have a private grid.
Well, why don't you just do Be Real?
What?
But just do Be Real.
Right, exactly. Totally. Wait, didn't you get the phone, the light phone?
Oh, I literally...
You bought it, right?
I bought in a state of total mania. I was like,
I was so excited about the light phone.
I bought the light phone, and I was like, here we go. And then I tried to, like, sync it, and I freaked out. Like, I could not
just fully unusable,
it.
And that's the idea.
No max.
And that is where they get you.
Because
that's the idea, but then how do you start using it?
And they get you with maps.
That's
if it's unusable.
Idea,
I know, I know.
You are not supposed to be on your phone so much.
I know.
And so you get this thing and your first instinct is like, how do I get on my phone? It's the whole point.
I want to just make a call.
John, you should set it up.
I couldn't figure out how to make a call.
But isn't that hard though? No maps. You know what I'm saying? Living in LA, driving around.
I mean that.
No, I really.
Because I could get a GPS thing in my car just for
disgusting.
GPS.
It's disgusting.
Sleep. Sleep. Sorry, I was just trying that out.
Wake him.
When you wake up.
Wake him up.
When you wake up, you will be Haze. You're awake. Oh, no. Now you will get to wake up.
He went to sleep even. Okay, now he's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, no. What's your name?
Oh. You know, the usual.
What?
What's your name, buddy?
Mr. Haze.
That's crazy.
Wow. That actually worked.
Clip
that's
that.
Crazy.
That's
crazy. Can I post that too?
Yes.
Get wake it up, up there, man. Himself. Put it in their grids.
Sleep.
Wake them up.
When you
himself.
Wake up, you'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
As Sean. Wake up.
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
You were being so funny about trash.
Tell me your name again.
Thanks.
Tell me your name again.
My name?
Yeah.
You know I'm the clam dog, baby.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
That was really scary.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, which one is like the real... You okay?
Did something happen?
Like cramping.
A little body pain.
We're good. Shit, I'm just holding dude. On to it and it's going to go away.
Are we having water? Horse? Like, are we drinking water?
I know. Are we drinking I just enough? Get my water from
Java.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is hydration. Yeah. I've had almost
there's
no
so much
Java
water
today.
In fruit. There's, I mean, water Java's is almost entirely fruit.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really am serious about this. I do not get, I think it's really fucked up to get your water just directly from water.
No.
I think you should be getting
you're
it.
You're supposed to get it.
If you eat a handful of berries, you know, every afternoon.
Lettuces.
Like,
flowers.
Yeah.
Nasturtium.
But they say, like, there's scurvy. They talk about scurvy from, like, not having fruit. Like, yes.
Right.
Get it. Got it.
Yes, that's bad.
They don't talk, and there isn't really a name for it, the disease from, like, too much fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kiwi.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is basically, like, it's, like, basically the same thing.
Right.
It's
like,
didn't Steve Jobs, he was, like, only fruit or
he
whatever,
was,
and
he
then
was fruit
he died.
Pilled,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
fruit pilled.
Yeah. The only fruit, and, like, you won't get cancer.
He was
and then
going
boom.
Produce.
You know, I sometimes brag about this because I have farmers in my family, and I've... Steve Jobs was obsessed with the fruit from my family's farm.
Wow.
And he died.
Because he was so obsessed with only eating.
Right.
He was like eating like pounds and pounds of apricots. The apricots, of course, didn't kill him.
No.
But you can't only. You can't,
and
you
I don't think
that.
They
you
did.
Only
you can't
and Kate,
that.
I don't think they did. But I do think that when you say that someone who died. Only ate.
Yeah.
A food.
It's a guns don't kill people type.
Yeah, totally.
It's
like,
they don't help. Yeah.
Post update.
Hit me.
What do we got?
The account Fuck Jerry reposted it.
Oh my God. Okay. I didn't know he was still going.
That's crazy.
You're going viral again.
He said, didn't expect this on my 2022 bingo card.
Okay.
Is that, I don't know if it's a typo or...
I think it is.
Okay. Should I respond?
Yeah, we've got to write something back. We can't just leave Fuck Jerry.
Okay, can we do a comment that's like, please credit us?
Hello, Jerry. Please credit us. Should I post like a GIF with it or something?
Put our bios like in the comments.
Body of the comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do one bio per comment.
Don't get someone to reply to the bio. Yeah, to the bio.
Reply to the bio with a bio.
I have something you could call him to dress it up instead of just Hello Jerry.
Great.
Maraschino Jerry.
Maraschino Jerry.
Yeah, it's good.
It's comedic because.
Or you call him Ben. You could say fuck because Ben and Jerry's. You say Ben. Hey Ben.
Hey Ben. Oh.
And it's
hey Ben.
Yeah.
Do both and see which one he likes.
As two separate
comments. Hey Ben, where's Jerry?
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? Maraschino Jerry.
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? It's me.
Maraschino Jerry. Chocolate covered Jerry.
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? It's me, Maraschino Jerry. Please credit us. And then there's four separate comments with each of
your bios. Okay, good.
Great.
And it's like a cascading reply of the bios.
Yeah, where they reformat.
Yeah, and you have to you have to click to see more. Yeah, they have to fully reformat the comments.
You know what I hate? Have you noticed this? This is so... See, I hate when you've used... When you're so addicted to your phone that, like, these minutiae are interesting to one.
Yeah, I'm in already.
But when you go... Like, when you reply to a comment, there's also an option that just says message.
No.
That's like right there. This
it's just
he's about to like the bird. Go.
It's like, hey, do you think everyone needs to see this?
Well, exactly. But also,
do we think that this is
take it offline?
We
take
sure
it offline.
This is for public consumption?
Yeah. But it's,
this,
but
this might be a private.
Two of you?
Yeah, if at all.
But you'll comment LOL and you'll hit message instead of reply. And then suddenly you're in a stranger's DMs and it looks like I'm like being like, LOL.
That's crazy. You know,
it looks
I didn't
like
know
I'm trying
that.
To have sex
this
with
is why I have two phones.
Yeah. But it can still happen on that one phone. That's what I don't understand. I mean, what is it about the two phones?
I don't update. So I don't have the latest Instagram.
Oh, she's on the old
world.
Instagram.
I don't need to have all that accoutrement.
Yeah. No, I hate it.
I'm in this bad spot. I always want other people, the public, to know when I think a photo of a young woman is stunning.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I end up in this spot.
DMing.
Yes, where
in
I'm
the
DMing.
DMing. Stunning.
Just
stunning.
To her.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah, stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
oh,
need
no.
her to know it. I need other people to know.
Right.
I've got an eye for this stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm still on the Facebook that was only for elite colleges. Like when they were.
Well, that's right.
Just kind of adding colleges,
the Ivy League
one by
version,
one, sort of in order of elite.
Like, how did they preserve that? You just, you're phone's never updated.
They just made the new one and we were like we're
staying.
Good.
Like, yeah,
we're actually good.
Need, yeah.
And we have a wall of course and people post on the wall.
The wall.
In a way that makes sense, which is in the third person about who you're posting.
Right,
about.
Right,
it's like
right.
This guy's the best friend you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But don't ask him for some of his Tofruities or like whatever. Like, you know, like that. Like
yeah. Hayes is a legend, stuff. But don't watch Garden State with him. He'll talk all the way through it.
Yeah, exactly. So people are reading it and they're getting information like, instead of.
Well, and they know that this person really knows you. Yes. Like that feels like such a specific story that it's like they must have some kind of history.
That is
you know?
Sweet.
And it's with the understanding that like
we
literally everyone can see this. Like you're talking in front of everyone. The world.
Yes. And that was beautiful.
A lot. We're not going to. We have to look for it elsewhere. We're not going to get back.
You need something else.
Yeah.
I remember when the wall came out and I was like, what? Like when every new innovation of social media, you're like, no.
Yeah.
There's no way. And then in
5 minutes
week,
later.
Literally.
Right?
I was going to do a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Cut me saying 5 minutes
later. So it's just a week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remember all the outrage when Instagram changed their the logo? Remember that?
What was it?
Everyone was so angry because it used to be that flat image.
I was livid.
And then it became, what's it called? Skeuomorphism.
Yes.
Was that what it is? And then it became to it came that chrome, that shiny thing. Now object.
Putting
I broke my
slimy
arm.
Thumb on this.
I broke my arm swinging around so mad at that. I saw the new logo. Started
punching
fucking
the wall.
Spinning.
Punching.
Punch. It was like a flail.
Yeah.
But hit it against this column.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I was in a parking garage.
Yeah. Freaking out.
Yeah. Fuck. Which I don't even know how I got service to see it. Mm-hmm. But I just started swinging, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn, dude.
It's personal.
But now it's like... I don't even really remember the old logo.
Isn't that sad?
Remember when
I'm
it was
about
just
something
filters?
Else.
It was like all about the filter and you would look
Nashville.
Like a picture.
Nashville was my go-to.
And it was all like blue and like
and it was
thick.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Amaro.
Vintage.
Amaro, and it was like, don't do Kelvin
I
on me.
I loved Amaro.
No one do Kelvin on me.
I was a Marvel. I was a
Marvel.
I was a Amaro Nashville kind of.
Valencia.
Yeah, Valencia.
It's classy.
Yeah.
Amaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling so tortured because like I felt like you had such a kind of like way with the filter.
Wow, really?
You knew exactly what to do. And I mine were so like
Clarendon.
Yeah.
Here's you, Clarendon.
Wow, the
John,
memory on
people
you.
Can go back, right? Like
they can see that. Like, they can scroll to 2012.
Yeah, did you go back and delete? Do you have 1800 posts?
I have done a deep like oh no, where
went
I went
deep.
To the very beginning and just started deleting posts I hated.
Yeah.
And it's like, just delete the whole thing.
But
the
then you
grid.
Get to the one just that's
you know what I love
that
people have?
Exactly.
You know it's an artistic type when you have they do the grid and they make all the photos
that
to be one photo.
Is
so you go
crazy.
To their page
so long.
And everyone.
This episode is so long. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
It's been just a blast having you guys drink Athletic Greens. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
I want a chocolate eclair.
From where?
Oh, no.
I'm considering... making you go to a pastry shop with me after this.
The way people drink it, and I just feel like even the fact that they're drinking it, we can talk about this and then we can go. Like, even the fact that people are drinking athletic greens means they have the proportions wrong. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be in a condition that you can drink. It should be much thicker. Like, you're not getting the greens. You should be eating it.
Because that, because it's...
You should have to cut it with a knife and fork.
Yeah, because that's part of the process.
Unctuous. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the breakdown.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why we have teeth.
It.
To masticate.
Snort it. Well, yeah. Because that water. I mean, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You don't want that hydration.
No, it has to be lukewarm, mm-hmm. right? Because if it's cold, it clumps.
I want my brain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes
all
right.
All this stuff's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But up here, I still can be strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like
have
to
you done brain injections?
Yes.
I've got a handful
they're
of
incredible.
Them.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, through here.
Really it's the only thing good. That works for me.
Yeah. Did you get it from here or you go from behind?
I do. There's a softer... Yeah. And my fontanelle never fully, so I still have that soft patch.
Yeah.
So they sometimes just go right in there, but it's very painful.
Straight through the top. Yeah.
Fontanelle.
Fontanelle. That's
unbelievable to have that.
For some
yeah.
reason, the occipital notch.
Mm.
He only credited Kate.
Oh no!
Wow.
Wait, I do want to say, listeners, if you rewind, so stop. If you rewind right now, like. 3 minutes, you'll hear Kate quietly say that she's on the rack into the mic.
It's true. I said it. I was looking at you.
Yeah.
Because I'm craving a chocolate eclair.
Was that in reference to anything, or just like?
Oh.
Or she's just sent, like.
No, I'm.
No,
this
no.
Is,
I mean, not.
This
not,
is
like,
so
but,
girl
like,
brain.
Was it,
I'm sitting
contextual?
Here.
You're just.
I'm
like,
sitting here dreaming about chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to bring that up. I just thought it was so funny.
No,
I'm
thank
not,
you. I'm glad someone
and
caught
you said,
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you might be saying that's how you get your athletic greens.
Through eclairs?
Like, no,
on the
through
rack.
Like a pat, like a
yeah, then
pad
I put
or,
oh,
put
through
my
being
athletic
on the
greens
rack.
And a
yeah.
tampon and I shove it up my
yeah. There are different ways to absorb nutrients. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let me just handcuff myself and only try one for the rest of my life. That's a real exciting thing. I've got this whole body. I'm going to only take nutrients.
Exactly.
This way.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. Very smart. Yeah. It couldn't possibly be a better way.
Ridiculous.
I used to think the earth was flat.
I know.
Let's put some athletic greens in some other holes, man. What the fuck are we talking about? Jesus Christ.
Through the foot.
Do you guys want a hat?
Oh my God. Yeah. I love this hat. It's
oh,
so
please.
Great. It's really cool.
I know. What's so the good. Relation? What's the...
Oh gosh!
Oh damn! I almost had it too.
It was really you had your fingers right on it.
Is Hat Pack a Hollywood Handbook thing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I feel stupid.
Hollywood Handbook is kind of a Hat Pack thing.
I have a really big head.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is kind of cool. It's really tight.
One thing
is
like, if we can we take this back? So if you go, hey, is Hat Pack a you guys thing?
Yeah.
And then we'll go, no.
Okay.
Hat Pack is you
guys. It's a you guys thing.
Yeah.
John told me once that
you look good in it, John.
He listened to the show and that made me feel. Really nice.
I feel
it's
10
just
feet
funny.
Tall.
It's
yeah.
funny to be
yeah.
now to think that I actually
I would feel
believe
100
that.
Feet tall.
I listened to y'all's show in when I was in Scotland in Airbnb
and I find
doing
myself
push-ups.
That's
I find
so
myself
cool.
believing it again,
shirtless.
Even as he just revealed that he has no idea what the Hat Pack is.
Oh yeah,
he can't stay
no
up.
Oh,
time.
I know.
And I find myself getting sucked in again, being like, "Does he actually
does
listen?"
That.
It's like
it's
yeah.
shirtless push-ups.
Total,
who would make that up? It's so specific.
When did Hat Pack present itself?
A few months ago, when you were busy.
So what,
I don't listen. Oh, sorry. I go back. I go back
to
and
Scotland?
I cherry
the
know,
old days.
Yeah, I'm not like I'll admit it. I'm not a weekly listener.
Mm-hmm. Binge mode.
Binge mode.
Yeah,
binge.
People have been saying it's an international travel show. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's very case specific.
That's what it's for.
It's not
it works,
domestic.
It works.
Like, we
there.
Have shows for that.
There's something very European about our humor.
It is.
Totally.
Yes.
I've always.
Not the.
I think John
the,
looks
sort
great
of
in
basic.
That.
You look amazing, but now can we take it and you go, so is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Okay. Yeah. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Not
you,
like
I
that,
have to get
do it loud.
Can you say it to the camera too?
Yeah. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
And with energy.
You got it.
Okay. So
who directed the special? Because just like, we might know that we could like get them, episode 30 is so long, but like if we could get them, like.
Get them on the horn.
And this is me saying that the special
was
great, you know?
Worked.
I think
yes, dude.
But.
So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
That was really good. Oh, right.
Because we have to go do our line.
We'll do it well again, because that's the real test.
Okay. So is hat pack like a you guys thing?
Show the hat to the camera.
So is hat pack like a you guys thing?
No. Hat pack is a you guys thing.
Wow.
Clip it.
And you
Clip
respond it.
Send it
clearly
to fuck Jerry.
To like a little bit of antagonizing, you know,
exactly.
Just to like get
I need
you there,
to feel small.
Which you absolutely yeah. did. He mm-hmm. doesn't respond to that at all.
Yeah.
Like, what it is what it is.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
are
yeah.
donezo.
Nothing come.
Like,
nothing else.
I cannot
you
tell you how much worse
else.
It can
It only
get.
Degrades wow. yes. from there. Copy of a copy of a copy. Yeah.
yeah.
It's really
yeah, you have
pretty
to go.
Grim.
Like Julianne Moore, you just got to no rehearsal.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah. Go raw.
Yeah. I save it all up for the one take.
So what's Hatpack?
So
well, your listeners know. You don't need to explain it.
No.
What if someone's, what if
they
one
could
of
use
our
a,
fans.
They could use a little they, reminder.
People could use a refresher because some
sales,
people still are asking.
Some people have short memories.
Yeah.
Every 20 years, Hollywood requires that a new pack emerge. Rat this Pack.
Right.
In
oh,
the
yeah.
60s.
Pussy Posse.
Rat Pack
in the 80s. Frat Pack in the 2000s. Here we are in the 2020s, and nature abhors a vacuum.
You're thinking of the sex having.
I was thinking Pussy Posse.
Yes, they were probably friends.
My term for it,
and the Frat Pack probably had sex as well.
Mm.
Frat Pack was like Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson,
oh,
Ben Stiller, like that whole
yeah.
comedy
wow.
unit. And
wow.
then so there is no pack, and we thought, what if the new pack was so inclusive? And it was the Hat Pack, because it should rhyme. And of course,
and
everyone
had to
all,
like
all
be
of the
cast
internet
in a movie
said, hat pack,
and
hat
go
when.
Through that whole thing.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
spent
of course,
$29.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
that's genius.
That, like, this is.
And
this
you
is
have
it coinciding
the
with the fourth turning, which of course has like so many other implications.
Oh, yes. No, we are involved in the fourth turning,
yeah.
and it is a time
involved
of great
is a word
crisis,
yeah.
you know,
wow.
but which is also a time to rebuild. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not all
yeah,
negative.
Yeah.
You
Look,
don't.
It's, I think of it like a brush fire.
I was going to say
know,
a cleansing
like,
fire.
Yes, that
yeah.
it naturally, you know, you think of it, it's great destruction, but it's required to make space
new
for
growth.
Something new
yeah.
to emerge.
But what we're
yeah.
finding
yeah.
is our wow. listeners, need
help.
To be reminded every single fucking episode
yeah.
that they
yeah.
that
talk
they
about
their
lot.
Hats for sale that they
well
that
I think
they
it's
buy,
great look at that
or that
so
they just like wearing filthy
guys.
Hats
like, wear
that
mine?
They never replace like this is what we're learning about our listeners that they
right.
just buy one
well,
hat
it's pathetic
and wear it for the rest of their lives
wow.
well I'm hoping
so
we're gonna bring in
dirty.
Like a new kind of queer contingent
yeah, you could probably yes. throw us in the wash
that are
that would be
yeah, yeah that are
that
gonna
would,
yes
new
hold
purchasers.
On to the hat bag
yeah.
it is really cute
yours
do I get
a,
to keep this
yours has a blue
yeah,
sticker
I have lice
yeah, that's
for not for
oh,
sale
that's,
little
but
sticker.
That's so chic right is when you leave the sticker on that's like
yeah.
very hip hop
oh yeah totally
sticker's happy
I have one louse
yeah
I have one very active
louse. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah
is it like
that like it
thick.
Does it's like a
louse.
Circus level louse but
yeah.
it doesn't respond to direction you know what I mean it does tricks
yeah.
but not in any way that I'm like do this
Listen,
trick
right,
it's
right.
like it's just
its, own
it's just doing
the impulse yeah
yes
I'm just so used to what he does
yeah you can kind of
lice have no impulse control that's what I was gonna say
I have to use the bathroom
bye
oh my god
Hollywood Handbook
that was a HeadGum podcast.